suck it up. Go get a lawnmower and
they're expensive.
Do it. Okay, yeah.
Welcome to another Latino with a podcast on the Latino with a podcast. And today, why are you laughing?
Because I'm white.
I believe you because you're white.
Because I'm white. That's why I'm laughing.
I'm Christian Hennigsmeyer and I am with Grace Butler. She's amazing. She is one of the funniest hosts I know. In Laugh Factory, she's every clip I see with and at the Laugh Factory that you're hosting, you always do something like. It's stupidly funny. I believe you have something that is like when you do stupidly funny, like, oh, you're majoring in what? Oh, science? So you're poor? and it's like so funny. It's like
thank you. It's kind of mean.
That's the thing. Like when she's mean, like you're going to be mean and adorable at the same time. You have to choose one.
Yeah. It's ironic too that I played Ellen DeGeneres.
Yesterday.
Last night, and she, you know, people used to say that, like, oh, she can pull off being mean, whatever, and then it bit her in the ass. So we'll see if my time comes.
No, but how do you feel with the open mic? Because the open mic, the Laugh Factory, like, is super late. It goes super late.
It does.
It is people who buy tickets for a show, and now they're hearing, like, they already saw comics that are book that are regular there, and then it's like, let's see now the ones that are probably not that good.
And well,
it's hard to make them stay.
It is hard to make it. It can definitely be a challenge to make people stay for the open mic. I mean, that's what makes it so fun. Like, if you go to an open mic in Chicago, most of the times it's just a bunch of comedians watching each other. So it's very unique to be able to get an audience. Yeah, but it's hard to keep them sometimes.
For me, this is the way they try to keep them. I'll give you shots if you stay.
Yes. Like,
free shots, and you try to get them closer.
To get them closer, yeah. Okay, so we used to do the free shots. Like, that used to be our thing that we would, like, start with. And we still do free shots, but, like, we don't lead with that now. Like, if you make it to where we have 10 comedians left, you're totally going to get a free shot. Maybe legally I shouldn't say that, but like typically when there's like the final stretch and it's kind of a little painful, then we bring out the alcohol.
I wanted to talk about your new show because I saw you have a new show called Braided.
I do, yeah.
It looks amazing.
Thank you.
Like, I read it, like, I'm gonna say what I imagine and then you're gonna say, like,
okay, yeah,
what
yeah,
it
yeah.
is. What I imagine is there's like one comic, he's saying his joke and then he's like, change, and he's like, okay, I gotta, and someone else comes in. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay, yes. So it was inspired by the open mic.
I'm so excited.
So excited about this because it's so fun too. Like, my background is in improv and sketch. Okay. Like, that's what I did for quite a long time before doing stand-up. And then doing the open mic where you have 30 comedians doing three-minute sets. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, what if you did – like an hour and a half long show and it's still 3-minute sets, but instead of 30 people, it's just 3 people. Like, what if you just rotated and they had to kind of be on their feet? Like, they got to do their sets and their jokes, but they also had to try and connect to the last person.
I love that.
It's going to be fun.
Because you know what I'm loving lately? I believe, obviously, English is not my first language. And what it was tougher for me at the beginning is that I didn't connect with the audience because...
Yeah.
I mean, I connect in the way that, oh, he's different, he has an accent, he's trying. Like, that gives you, like, a space of where people are, like, are going to allow you and not judge you from the beginning because, he's a second language, he's really trying.
That's so true, yeah.
But it's like I didn't connect, like, with the people because, for me, improvising in English was more difficult because I don't know what to say to these people.
Yeah,
Lately, I've been like catching what the previous comic said or something that happened. And,
yeah,
and it's so fun. Like,
isn't it?
I have a video, and this is like one of my first the openings that I love the most. It was in prime time. It was Kayla. I believe she was like hosting, and she did like before me. She's like, okay, let's do a slow clap for the next comic. Let's do like,
yeah. Oh, I love that.
I'll give it up for Christian Hennigsmeyer. I came in and I was like, I really wish she did the slow clap because I'm Venezuelan. And she's like, let's do a slow clap to see if he understands the clap. Let's, he's a little slow. And that was so, like, people just, like, I just grabbed, like.
You got him. People, like, I was like, love that. That's the best feeling.
Yeah.
That's when a like, smart way to do it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And in Life Factory, recently I did, like, someone, it was, like, interview. And it was Ashley Lost before me.
Yeah.
And Aaron Klein asked, like, oh, what's the best pickup line they have said for you? What will be a line's pickup line? And she said, any. And then one guy's like, does anyone has a pickup line? And one guy was like, I like your sweater because I like orange. And she was like, thank you. Okay. And then, like, this moment end, and I was the next comic, and I the first thing I said on stage was like, I should have wear orange. Like, God damn it. I knew it. It was the moment to wear orange, but I did not do it.
Smart thinking.
Yeah, I was trying to.
And it got him like that. Yeah. It's nice.
You have one moment, one that is like, this was my favorite.
Like an improvised moment?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean.
You have to have like one that is like, this was really fun.
I have one that was kind of like disaster.
Okay.
keep going. So one time I got to host a show at a club, which was really fun, and they gave me a god mic, so you know, like totally wireless, like I didn't have to stay on stage when I was hosting.
Okay.
So I went into the audience and I would like sit down next to people and I would talk to them, because that's my favorite part. It's like, okay, you came to the show, you're gonna get your money's worth.
Yeah.
And there was this couple and they were like on their first date and it was really cute and everything. And then there's this one lady who it was her birthday, so we all kind of gave her a pass, but she had a little bit too much to drink. And then she started making fun of the couple.
Okay.
And the outfits. And that was really weird and hard to handle professionally.
What did you do?
You know, I think I ended up making fun of the drunk lady, even though it was her birthday.
She was dressing.
Yeah. And also, too, it's like, girl, if you're going to come from someone's fashion, you cannot be wearing something you got at Kohl's. Like, don't do that. So, I'm trying to think of, like, any, like, top tier moments. No, none, like, immediately come to mind.
I believe, like, at some point, something will pop up.
Okay.
And a Latino with a podcast, and I'm Venezuelan, and I was like, I believe we can like finally get to the end of a Venezuelan debate between Coco Sete and Susie and Strawberry Samba and Chocolate Samba. I will say in Spanish. Hoy vamos a hacer qué es mejor, Coco Sete, Susie, Samba de Chocolate, Samba de Fresa, and the judge will be the whitest lady I know. So she's impartial, okay?
I'm so honored.
Have you ever tried any of this?
No, I've never tried any of it.
Okay, she have never tried any of it.
No.
And she's going to be like the judge of this.
I'm so excited.
This is more like chocolate.
Okay.
This is a wafer. So
I eat everything.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the chocolate. No, let's start with the wafers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll put this away. Which one do you want to start?
The Susie.
Okay, this is Susie. you can talk about the package. You can talk
Look
about
at that. Okay, okay, yeah. So I'm gonna feel it. Yeah. It's nice. It's lightweight.
You do the thing that then. No, you know what the influencer that the makeup they do, like, I'm using this brush and they put like the hand.
Oh my god, yeah. So I love the look of it. The ASMR. Yeah. it's nice. I feel like it's got a good shape to it.
Okay.
And like it's not.
You like the name?
I like the name Susie. That's a good name.
That's a dog name also. But
oh really? That's a cute dog name.
Yeah. You can name a person Susie.
Yeah.
So it's like personable. Okay.
Okay, cute. And it's not crumbling inside. That's good.
I believe it will, but
you believe it will. Okay. Do I open it now?
Yeah. You don't have to eat. You don't have to eat it all. You have to try.
I'll eat it.
You're like, I will.
I'm like, I love
and if
sugar.
And if you like any of the Coco Sete or Susie, they come in 4 packages, so I have more. And you can have them.
Okay, look at this. Look at that. Oh, okay.
Told you.
We do have breakage. Do you want to split this?
No, this is for you.
This is just, okay. My mouth is watering. I'm so excited. I love a weeper. Okay. This is Susie. It's good.
But? Do you have a butt there?
I do have a butt. Okay. It's kind of dry. It's kind of this. I mean, I know it's a wafer.
Yeah, but the sisters are a little bit.
It's a little bit dry. They could have, I mean, it's processed food. They could put a little bit more sugar in it.
No, I usually put it like in cereal. I just throw it in the cereal.
You know, I bet that this would be really good.
On ice cream.
On ice cream or dipped in coffee. Get a little melty. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but
I'm going to keep eating it.
I'm going to tell you like which team I'm on each one.
For. Mm-hmm.
But after you try, I don't want to be damaging the impartialness.
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready? You can leave.
I'm ready. Okay, cool. So I'm getting crumbs everywhere on your table.
It's okay. I'll clean it after.
Okay. Cocosel.
Cocosete.
Cocosete. I did not know that was a T. I thought there was two L's.
Say it again. Say it again. Cocosete.
Cocosete.
this is so wise way to say cocosete.
Cocosete.
The cocosete.
I love cocosete. I'm kind of liking this packaging a little bit more.
Okay.
But it's both Nestle, which is interesting. Okay. Here we go.
yeah.
Here we go.
You have to rate everything. Okay, nice sound. Nice sound. On I believe this crumbles a little less.
This crumbles less?
Yeah.
Confirmed. It does rake less. Look at that gorgeous wave. You don't want any of this?
No. I'll have them later, but.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I believe it's clear which one won.
This one's so good. I want to finish it. This is so good.
The cocosettes are amazing.
Oh, my God. So this has coconut in it then.
Yeah. Angela, I'm allergic to coconut cheese. Well, thank you for watching the podcast.
Yeah, do you have an EpiPen? No. That would be so tragic. That's why you asked me allergies.
But
okay.
But it says cocosete. It says
so
coco in the name.
That's true.
That
but
would
what
be
if
on
it
you.
Meant chocolate?
No. Okay. Chocolate choco.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Chocolate is choco.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
and this is cocoa.
This one.
Cocosete. Clear winner.
Clear winner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's one cookies that I want you to try the wafer, but there's like cocosette cookies that are amazing.
That makes so much sense.
Okay, I'll
I would eat them.
Yeah, probably I'll buy them. Then if I go to Life Factory, I'll bring you some.
Oh my God! Okay, I would love that. Okay. Thank you.
Now let's go to Samba. This is
okay.
This is like different kind of Hershey's. Let's say it's like chocolate Hershey's and cookies and cream.
So ooh, and now how do you feel about Hershey's?
They're good, but it's like Venezuelan chocolate, it has like some kind of. This will sound so weird, but it has like soul. I feel like someone put an effort on doing the chocolate. Here it feels like so like they fabricated like no one cares. Like I believe no one cares about this shit, but in some way it feels like someone put a little like love in doing. At least the recipe.
Sweet. Yeah, but here it's just like late stage like, capitalism.
Yeah, and I feel, I don't know why would I feel it.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what Hershey's tastes like.
Like
capitalism.
Like, yes.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, I'll put this here.
Okay, I want to do this every day for the rest of my life. This
is fun. Yeah, I'll invite you all day just
I
to try
love
different.
This. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so now we have Samba.
You can start with whatever you want.
Okay, I'll do the chocolate one. Samba chocolate. Ooh, okay. Ooh, and this is also, okay. So this is more like chocolate bar.
It's like a
kind of
chocolate covered wafer.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna keep it in the packaging.
By the way, this is not alcoholic mimosas. It's like fake mimosas.
I love it. Cheers.
Cheers. Good punctuation on the samba. You like
that? That's good.
You're like, I'm going to also end up this
That's way. Good. Yeah, I really like this. It's almost like...
Now, does it feel like someone put a little love on the recipe here?
100%. Yeah.
You can taste like...
I can taste
there's a weird difference. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
I can taste the love. I can taste the love. Yeah. It almost reminds me of Twix. but no caramel.
Yeah, I have no caramel.
I like this. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready for the strawberry one?
I am. Okay, so this is Samba Fresa. Just Fresa means strawberry?
Yeah.
Okay. Gorgeous. I love the pink packaging.
I believe this goes more with you.
This is more my vibe. But it's interesting because I don't like strawberry ice cream.
I don't like a strawberry. A strawberry ice cream doesn't taste like a strawberry ice cream.
It's weird.
It's like, it's just pink.
It's just pink. It's
pink vanilla. Like, Thank you. Don't lie to me.
You are the first person that has really ever agreed with me on that. Everyone's I love strawberry ice cream.
No, it's like the you know, this candy that is like in shape of a banana, but they're like kind of hard.
Oh, yeah.
That is like, it tastes like banana. Like, this doesn't taste
That's not banana.
This
it tastes like the thought of a banana.
Yeah, it's like, I saw a tweet and I love it. It's like, someone did this and it's like, it's good enough. I'm not gonna.
That's so true.
It's like, this people like, will think it's banana, whatever. Like, no, don't you actually make it feel like someone is like, it's okay. Just don't leave it there.
Wow. Okay. Here we go.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Whoa.
Your eyes lit up. Okay.
Did they really?
Like,
I like this one.
Like, if you're in love with someone, I believe that chemical.
That's would, what it that, looks that would like. Be like.
Because you were like, I want to marry this summer.
I really like this one. I really like this.
That's my favorite one.
This is good. And it From actually fork, tastes like strawberry. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. And I've only had one bite. It still tastes good.
No, this.
It's not a weird aftertaste where you're like, it's the thought of a banana. This is strawberry.
No, that this.
And I can taste the love.
In this one, you can taste the love even more than in the
other one. That one. Yeah. No,
Samba Fresa is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they make like at some point, I believe this is settled because in Venezuela, they make the Maxi Samba. That is like same Samba, but bigger and wider. And they just did it for the strawberry one. They didn't do it for the chocolate one.
They only did it for strawberry. They were like, fuck the original. I love that. Wow.
And it smells so good. Like that smell, you can remember.
Yeah.
This one. If I smell this somewhere else, I'm like, someone is eating a Samba.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Oh, my God. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
So
this would be really good in ice cream.
Okay, between Sucia and Cocosette.
Cocosette. Clear winner. Clear winner.
Okay. Between strawberry. I believe we have a clear winner here.
I think we have a very clear winner. The pink one. I really like the pink one.
What about here?
Oh, I guess I have to try both again.
Well, you can.
This one.
The Samba?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's something about the chocolate, too, just like on the outside.
No, I believe it's because this is the same chocolate. I believe it's something with the strawberry cream. It's like so well done.
It's so good. They did a really good job with the strawberry cream. They did a really good job. Good job.
Good job, people.
Good job.
That put their hearts in the recipe of the strawberry Samba.
Yeah.
Or Samba Fresa, how we call it.
Samba Fresa.
Samba de Fresa.
Samba de Fresa.
Okay. We're going to do...
You were like, so okay. Bad.
No,
okay.
You know, I'm going to end with this because this happened recently and it was so funny.
Okay.
I have a joke. I went to St. Charles, the Moonlight Theater, to do a show.
Ooh.
And it's like a lot of white people. Like, actually, just white people.
Where is St. Charles?
In near to Aurora. It's like
it's Naperville. In Illinois. Okay, okay.
And I had a joke where I said, like, oh, here you have too many acronyms. You have FYI, ASAP, MILF. And when I say MILF, people laugh. And I ask usually the oldest person I can see in the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you explain what a MILF is?
Oh, God, that's fun.
And that's always fun because I don't make me say it. And like, no. And like, yesterday, it was just, I don't remember, whatever. This woman would start laughing, so I knew she knew.
She knew.
But she was like, no, ask him. I'm like, no, I'm asking you. Yeah. Let me, what is it? And when I was in this interaction, one man shout, ma'am, I love to fish. And I was like, that's the whitest.
That is so white.
And I said, like, this is the whitest answer anyone has ever gave me when I ask him this question. And I had the video, so I will clip that because it was so funny. It was like, this is too white.
That's so white. Man, I love to fish. I love fishing.
I said, like, this is the whitest answer, but yeah. Incorrect. So it's not that.
Did she end up giving you the answer?
No, I had to say it because I was like, I'm not going to push it. But sometimes I do it.
Yeah.
But with her, I was like, because it was, if I push it, it will be like 2 minutes me like, come on, please say it. Yeah. Like, no, I'm going to say it. So I'm going to make a pause, but we're going to continue. And maybe when we continue, there's nothing.
Maybe I'll keep eating it.
And we're back. And Grace Baller sabotaged the audio equipment so she can eat more samba. I know it was her. it was a long pause. Like it but we're back. Okay, I bring some topics I want to talk about.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's do it.
I told you I have one, but I'll leave this for later.
Okay.
But because this for me is funnier.
Okay.
Do you play Sims? Do you play this?
I've never played The Sims.
Never?
No, I haven't. But I'm familiar with it.
Okay, because I've been seeing this happening. There's like a bunch and abundance of simulators, games that is like flying simulator. There's one that you drive like a Euro trip, like you drive like a bus.
Ooh.
There's one that's moaning. There's one that is like, do you have like a high pressure water
the water
hose
thing? Yeah. So is it like VR?
There's a lot in VR, but you cannot play without VR. And I wanted to know what do you think about those? Because I believe it's like people in their 30s being like, I'm bored, so I'm gonna do house stuff without doing house stuff.
It's okay, suck it up. Go get a lawnmower and
they're expensive.
Do it. Okay, yeah.
And I believe they can change like the type of grass and they just go
on the simulator. I mean, yeah, that's fun. It's fun. And also, it's a safe way. I guess a simulator too is a very safe way. Like if you wanted to take drugs and then do like a
simulator of drugs.
And then like take drugs and then you can like fly a plane. But safely. You're not putting anyone
okay.
in danger.
Actually, you can. That would like. There's people that put like the Euro trip, and they they make like the bus like it is a Venezuelan bus.
Yeah.
And they put salsa, and they're like just.
See, I love that.
Just like passing cars without any like, they're being dangerous. Like they go as fast as they can on their way down, just like listening
to
salsa.
I don't know if people realize though too. You could still technically do everything you do on a simulator in real life. You just might have to face the consequences of being in a shared reality with everybody.
Yeah, there's one guy that got famous because he has a simulator that he's driving, but he acts the crashes.
Oh.
What
do you mean?
Like he's like driving.
Yeah.
And when he crashes, like boom.
He actually gets it. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Oh, I would love if I'll find it later. I'll show it to you.
Give yourself a concussion at home. Yeah.
It's like, I love this game.
I love it. It's so good. My doctor loves that I play this.
And I was thinking about how would it be like a comedy simulator?
Oh my God. What would a comedy simulator be?
I thought about two things, like comedy simulator and a comedy game. Because, you know, there's this kind of like The Sims. It's like a life game that you make choices. How would it be like a comedy game?
Ooh.
And I already thought about scenarios. Like, obviously, you're starting. It's like, you're having unlock shows. You have to go to open mics.
You have to go to open mics.
And you get the experience, like the experience bar going up.
That's so true. The first level is the open mic part. You have to bomb before you can go to the next level.
And you have like a meter, like when you're like about to get, like you're the next one.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to control it like. I don't know, make the movement so it will get into like, okay, you're calm. You can do it.
I like that. I would play that game.
I believe it, but there's like a lot of bad stuff happening in the game also.
Oh yeah, I mean it's comedy, and also yeah. Let's talk about the flaws of comedy.
You get like messages like this, like oh no, this open mic starts at 11. You are number 20 on the list, and you work tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yes.
Will you stay, or will you stay for more comedy experience, or will you go to air money?
What would you do?
I'm done with that stage of being like at 1 a.m. waiting to get 3 minutes and
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah.
Do you do it still?
I don't do it anymore. But when I first started out, I would, if I got number like 23rd on some mic list, I was like, let's fucking go. This is epic. And I had so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah. But now, no.
But now, no, I think I, you know, outside of Tuesday nights, I typically do like to be in bed before 11 p.m. So, yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, this is not worth it. I'm just going to go.
No. Yeah.
Okay, this is like what I think, like, you get experience going to open mics. You have these kind of messages.
Yeah.
But what else? Will be this comedy simulator?
Okay, I feel like you, maybe you lose your notebook. Joke notebook, maybe a bunch of people find it.
You get one joke stolen.
Like a joke gets stolen, or they just, you know, make fun of you. That's fun too, you know, getting bullied. That's a good part. That could be part of the game experience.
You unlock an achievement like, oh my God, you have an amazing set. And then the next class is like, now you gotta chop this video off to put it on social media. And you're like, I don't wanna do it. Then you are not gonna be a comic.
Yeah. And they're like, nah. Yeah. One part of the game is build your social media following.
You're just jumping, putting. If it is The Sims, you just the guys like with the. You know when they get angry.
Yeah, and then they have that thing above their head.
It's like just the guy, and it's like the thing over there, and it looks at the camera like, like I don't want to do this shit anymore. I just want to do a stand-up.
I would love if. I mean, again, I've never played The Sims, but I might play it if The Sims were encouraged to gain consciousness and fight back. Maybe they don't want you to tell them what to do all the time. Maybe they wanted...
They can be the app. You are the Apple Watch.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I stand up and like shut up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm done with technology.
I mean, this is a nice idea for a game.
It is a good idea for a game.
But it would be scary.
That would be... Well, I feel like it's kind of... We say it's a nice idea for a game. Meanwhile, this is what people are doing with robots.
With AI.
With AI.
Like, at some point, we're going to have, like, conscious AI on games. And you're like, oh, let's drive this guy to a shooting. And he's like, what are you doing?
Like, hey. No. That's actually not okay.
And you're like, shut up. Just go to the shoot. Like, I own you. It's like, actually, I feel like I don't represent like this game. I'm like, what is happening?
Actually,
with this fucking game?
I quite prefer acts of nonviolence. So, I think you should turn this game off.
You just leave the screen.
I think you should maybe call your mom.
Would you be scared if you play like a game like The Sims and the character actually talked to you and like, hey, help me get out or something like that? You're like,
oh my God, can you wait? That's a great idea though for like a horror movie. Like they're like, help me get out.
No, he's like, I'm trapping this computer. I know I'm a simulation, but please turn it off. And you're like, I don't know what to do here.
That would be nuts. That's like my worst. I feel like that would happen after taking like an edible and playing a video game. And then you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, no. I'll
they have souls.
Because parents say like, oh no, yeah, the playing too much video games, it creates violence on kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. Like, there's so many people playing like Red Redemption and this guy. If there's a game, then you have an option to pet a mascot, I'll spend a lot of time on it. Like, me just petting, like, and there's a lot of people like that. You have horses.
Yeah.
People love the horses.
Oh,
and they pet the horses. They spend I'll spend like 20 minutes of this game just looking for carrots because this horse deserves by the fucking carrots.
That's really sweet. That's very horse girl. Girl energy.
Did you have like Nintendo?
Nintendogs? You bet I had Nintendogs. Okay. I was not excellent at taking care of them.
like a Tamagotchi, you just let,
kind of,
let
yeah.
them die.
Oh my god, I feel so bad about my Tamagotchis. No idea where they are. Rest in peace. It was, yeah, I was definitely a little bit neglectful of my Nintendogs.
Okay, okay.
But I feel like it prepared me for the world.
Okay, what kind of breed did you have on Nintendogs?
I think I had a yellow Labrador.
And the name? Do you have that? Do you remember the name?
I don't know the name. Oh my god, I have no
idea.
This
is the second time in this podcast that people, I love this animal. Like, what was the name? I don't know.
I have no idea.
You don't, but you put a name, you just don't remember.
I just don't remember it.
Okay, but what was your experience doing Nintendo? I'd never played Nintendo, so I don't know if they cry or anything.
It was fun. Yeah, the dogs would whine. They would go potty. You could teach them tricks. At the same time, again, I guess kind of what I've been saying, you don't have to wait for the video game. You could just go ahead and get a dog. You can go ahead and mess up in real life.
But you see simulating like the...
Yeah.
Like you're like, I have a dog. It's like, do you have a screen?
You have a screen. You have a screen. You have a problem.
But now is they put like AI... Apparently, I never played... I played, but like GTA 5.
Okay. That's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and apparently with the dog have like a notification that send message to your phone, to your actual phone, to be like, hey, it's time to feed the dog. And I was like, this is...
I don't like that.
Like, imagine being in an open mic getting a message like, hey, your dog is dying. Like, what the fuck?
What the hell? Absolutely not.
Like, I gotta go. Like, why? My GTA dog is hungry.
So you can have a dog in GTA?
Yeah, it's like a Rottweiler. I love Rottweilers.
I like Rottweilers. They're very cute.
And they're like so aggressive, but they look aggressive. But
they look.
They're adorable.
They're softies.
They're super softies.
They're such. They're very cute and very funny.
I had one. I'll show you the pictures later because my mom just sent me a picture of her. She was like, people were scared of her.
Yeah.
But then she goes to you and she didn't know how big she was. So can you put the hand here?
Yeah.
She tried to do this.
Aww.
In her mind, but she was like, boom!
Really?
And it's like, what are you doing?
She has no self-awareness.
And if you didn't pet her,
yeah.
she just went under your hand. And
I like that. My dog does that too. Yeah.
Yeah, but she was aggressive with it. And you're like, okay, I'll pet you.
You're like, okay, fine. I'm scared, so I'll pet you.
I'll show you a picture. She was big.
Oh.
Was because she died. And now
she
you're,
died.
Yeah,
okay.
Now you're sad.
And
now
I'm so sad.
But you can get more sad.
What was her name?
Tabata.
What was it?
Tabata.
Tabata?
Yeah, that's the whitest.
Yeah, I don't even know what I just said, to be quite honest.
Tabata.
Tabata?
Yeah, that's... Oh. Oh, but you pronounce it right.
Oh, okay. No, that's cute.
Yeah, no, I love her, and we have, like, other... It was not in my regular house. It's, like vacation house.
Yeah.
But I love that dog so much, because I love kind of the dogs that you can hug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me,
big
like...
Big dogs are different.
Yeah, small dogs don't... I like them. But they're like cocky.
They're cocky. They have Napoleon syndrome. They think that they have to bark at the world. They don't know how to receive love.
They don't know how to receive
love. They have no idea how to receive love.
Do you know the Yorkshires?
Yeah.
Have you ever had interaction with a Yorkshire?
Actually, I don't know if I have.
I don't like them.
You don't like them? What don't you like about them?
They're so fancy. My ex-girlfriend, she had one.
Yeah.
And it's like so fancy. They don't want you to touch you, but they want the attention.
Are they the little white dogs? Okay. I don't love little white dogs. I mean, I joke about that in my comedy, so I don't think that's a shock.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, those. Okay. So I am familiar with those dogs.
They are these. It's exactly like that. They're like fancy. They don't want you to touch them.
Those dogs.
They want the attention.
Yeah. They remind me of like a really old rich woman who's racist.
Yeah. Okay, let's
yeah,
this was not part of what the topics I have, but let's rank dogs.
Let's
okay
rank, okay,
what type of dog do you think you are? I have one in mind.
I think I would probably say not to toot my own horn, but I would say golden retriever.
I don't think you're a
golden. Oh, you don't think I'm a golden retriever? Okay, I'm excited. Oh, you think I'm a cocker spaniel? Thank you.
Yeah, really, You have the energy of a cocker.
That's so cute. One of my friends really wants one of these, I think. Or like, cause ours, because they're like, they're my friends, so they want me as in dog form.
Yeah, dog version of you. What kind of dog I am?
Okay.
You can do it. I trust you.
I can do it. No, I can do it. I'm just thinking about all the different dog types.
I don't know what. Okay.
What sign are you?
Sagittarius.
You're Sagittarius.
I told her you were gonna talk about signs and crystals, but I forgot.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, the thing is, I don't actually know too much about astrology. I'm into it. Yeah, I think it's so fascinating. So I do know Sagittarius because I think Miley Cyrus is a Sagittarius.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Let me see.
I would definitely. Okay. I'm thinking about like what makes a dog. I definitely think you would be a big dog.
For me, I could be this one.
Interesting. Okay. You think you're a black lab?
I can be a black lab.
Okay. I could see that. I kind of feel like you would have long hair, though.
Long hair?
I feel like you would be a long-haired dog. I think you would be a big dog.
But
you would
not definitely a husky, not be a little dog. Husky not a husky. Crazy.
No. You would be, I think, like a long... Ooh, what about a German shepherd?
I can be a German because my last name is German.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Wow. I'm just that good. I could definitely see you being a German shepherd. And I love German shepherds.
Actually, I can be a German shepherd because they're like so protective, but at the same time playful.
They're playful.
I can do that.
They're sweet dogs. And I love that. They're loyal. Yeah.
I love these kind of dogs that they're like, they look like so aggressive and people are scared of them, but yeah. They're lovely. That's my... Like I love pit bulls. I love the Dobermans. They look like they're a demon.
Scary. The Dobermans are very scary.
I love them.
I like pit bulls when they smile. That's so. No other dog really does that. No other dog does that. No other dog does that.
And you can grab their faces. Yeah, they're like a fucking bear.
It's very cute.
Okay, what is your sign?
What's my sign? Oh, okay. So, I'm a Taurus.
Okay.
But then my moon and my rising are both in Leo.
Okay. What does that mean?
So, Taurus tends to be like it's an earth sign. And I think Leo might be.
It's fire.
I'm glad you know that.
I know because my sister is Leo.
Okay. She's Leo. Okay. It's kind of like Leo, definitely like attention, recognition oriented, like very like shiny object. But then Taurus, it's kind of funny because Taurus tends to be, well, supposed to be like more like grounded.
You know, she knows. She's like,
I know.
She's
I'm supposed blame. To be grounded, but I'm just a girl. And so, yeah, that's me in a nutshell. What's your, do you know what your moon and your rising are?
Rising,
yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's Gemini or Taurus. I believe it could be like one. I don't remember.
Because your rising is what you put out to the world. It's like your exterior, like your performance, kind of. And then your moon is what you're feeling.
Gemini or Taurus, one of those two. Okay, cool. I don't remember exactly which one.
Interesting.
Because it's been a long time since a woman was like, "Hey, like, what time?"
I know it always happens. I love joking that if you ever want a free birth chart reading, just go on a date with a woman, and she will do it for you. Just like she will do all the emotional labor too. But
have you done it? Have you done it for guys?
I mean, I do love asking everybody, like regardless of. Honestly, who they are. To me, I love asking people what their signs are. I just think it's so fun. But yeah, if people know where they were born and at what time.
But
then
have you done it with like someone you are like dating and you're like, I need to know?
Yes. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I think it's important. Just like the president has to tell us about their taxes.
Okay, has anything come up in the chart that you're like, ooh, I need to end this?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Because that would be funny. Like, I saw your chart and your moon is in Sagittarius, but you're a water sign. I don't believe we.
Well, you know what? There's some people do that. I think, will make decisions off of the stars. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, Okay. I just like for knowing.
Not yet.
No,
you're
no.
You're not on there.
No, uh-uh. I like, I mean, I'm like, share your star info. We'll go over it. But like, that's fine, you know?
You don't actually behave like a
saint. You don't behave. You don't, you're not, it's not like you're acting like a Capricorn right now, so it's okay.
Have you ever used yours like sign yeah. as an excuse?
Yeah.
Like yeah. Yeah, no, I do that because I'm a Taurus.
Oh, it's no,
like,
all the time.
You born the school is like
just a Taurus. Anytime I eat food or go shopping, I'm like, it's because I'm a Taurus. It's just because I finished the Coco Sette because I'm a Taurus.
You know,
pretty much,
this is my ascendant speaking. It's not me.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. And then having the Leo in my chart, I feel like that's such an excuse to be ridiculous, which I am. So I'm like, I have to. Yeah, I'm legally obligated.
I showed my manager. I was like, I need to do something like cute as a drink for her because she has like such a beautiful spirit. And she's
thank
like, oh,
you. This is a good one.
Thank you. And she was like, oh, show me. And the first video was uh-huh. you just jumping like, life is supposed to be fun.
Oh, on the trampoline.
Yeah. And she's like, I understand that.
I love, yeah.
I love the videos. Like, I love that video and the promo you did for, well, casting for tampons.
Oh, for tampons. Yeah.
I love that video. It was an amazing video.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
It went like kind of viral, right?
It did well. It did
really well.
Yeah. Not like really well. I think it's like maybe like with the fact that I know this, I'm not going to be like, oh, I think it's at a certain amount of likes. It's at like 600 something.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah. I was very happy with that. It was a random thing I decided to do. And I want to keep doing that.
I'll end this episode with this. And again, Spotify people, I do not put the bonus content on Spotify, but you can listen to it in YouTube. So listen to the episode with how did you get to the maybe I put the video here and people can watch it. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Hey, I'm Grace Baylor and I deserve to be cast in a tampon commercial. These are my takes. I'm bleeding. These things, they're great for when you're bleeding. Hello? Oh my God, stop. Yeah, of course they can hang out. I just have to put a tampon in first. Yeah. See you in 10 seconds? Okay. A common misconception about tampons is that if you leave them in too long, you will die. That only happens sometimes. If you ask me, this thing is pretty revolutionary. You can swim in it or you can run in it. I think you can bike too. You can totally ride a horse in this. I'm bleeding. You can really do anything. I actually love tampons, and because I love them, because they stop it, you know, because otherwise it would just come out. But the tampons, when it's there, it doesn't come out. It stays in, and I find that to be really helpful.
Well, okay. If not, is she doing a casting on green screen for a tampon commercial? The whole premise is amazing, and the script is so funny because, like, the first three is like, okay, this is something that I do here in a tampon commercial, but then it gets a little crazy.
I actually, I didn't even write anything for that.
You were just improvising.
I just improvised. Yeah, I just pressed record and I was like, I want to be in a tampon commercial.
Like, I'm also bleed. I'm like, what is happening?
My parents, I do remember showing that to them. And then they were horrified.
They were like,
this is, you're putting this out into the world.
This is your stuff.
And I was like, yeah, I'm a Taurus.
How did you get to that idea? Like, you were just like, oh.
I remember getting the idea for having tampon like tampon commercial energy in July of 2021 because it was I remember it, I was at Laugh Factory.
Okay.
It was my first time doing stand-up in maybe like 2 years because of the pandemic, and I just hadn't been doing stand-up, so and I was just trying to come up with stuff, and I came up with that right before I went on stage, and I was like, oh wait,
I'll record this and show it to my parents. They will be proud.
They're gonna love it. They're gonna love it. I love whenever your parents like you.
They have the same like energy.
They're so funny. I'm an only child. If you couldn't tell, and I'm like a definitely a mix of like for sure. I mean, everybody's a mix of their parents, but I'm like really half and half, I think. And it's a very fun combo.
Like, obviously, everybody.
Yeah, everyone's a mix of their parents.
Like, but I'm special.
But like, I'm different. I'm a Taurus with Leo rising, Leo moon. Okay, I'm different. I'm different.
So
yeah, my mom is very sunshiny. Okay. Like my family calls her Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay.
Because she's so optimistic and everything. My dad tends to be the one. He's like, he can be very serious, very engaged, very smart, and so yeah, them together made me, and it's a really fun combination to play with.
Have you ever thought like how these two people end up together?
Well, I know how they ended up together. I mean, I do definitely wonder that a lot because my parents, sometimes it's like they're characters in a sitcom. I've always felt like us three, we're just characters in a sitcom. They're also the Tauruses. Yeah. They would love to do this. They love all of this. They're going to watch this entire episode and probably post it to their Facebook. Because they're that wonderful.
They are Taurus. Okay.
They're Taurus. What were we talking about?
We were talking about your parents, like if they're like you.
Oh, they're like me. Oh, yeah. Oh, but then like how they got together.
And how they got together.
Well, they met. They were the only two single people at a party. It was a setup. Their friend set them up. And it was at a St. Paddy's Day party.
Okay.
And my mom always says that she really liked my dad because he made her laugh. And he also smoked cigarettes, which they both did at the same time. I know. So 90s of them. and it was kind of – that was it. That was the rest was history. And they've been together for, I think, 32 years.
If you're seeing this, I do hate you, both of you. Because that's the easiest way to get a person to marry you. Like now, what was the name of your dad?
Brent.
If you don't ever let her go, because if you get into the dating pool now, you're going to hate it. You're not going to get a girlfriend, wife material by smoking cigarettes and making like then laugh.
I think you need a lot more. Smoking cigarettes, don't.
You can vape.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to lie. I love one cigarette.
What?
One cigarette after having a couple beverginos.
Yeah, but Brent, don't get into the dating pool. Just hold on to
your dad, don't get into the dating pool. Stay with mom. Stay with my mom.
Just imagine they're like about to get a divorce. They see that this episode is like, he's right.
Yeah, we have to stay together. We can't do this.
I just saved your marriage. You just saved everything.
You saved my world. Thank you.
You're welcome. And with that, we're gonna end the episode.
That's a good end.